One of the many saints that you may or may not be familiar with is Saint Teresa of Avila. Saint Teresa was a Carmelite nun known for her tremendous prayer life and her reform of the Carmelite order in the 1500s. From a young age, Teresa just wanted to give her life to God. Actually, you know, when she was only 7 years old, she decided she wanted to be a martyr for the faith. So she took her five-year-old brother and decided to leave their house and go find someone to bring a holy death to them. Now, thankfully, their uncle found them at the city gates and immediately took them home. But as she got older, that youthful zeal began to wear off. She entered the Carmelite monastery when she was only 20 years old. Now, think about it. If you've ever known someone to enter a monastery, you probably automatically think that they're close with God, right? Well, Teresa, at this time, though not living a life of sin, entered the monastery not because she felt extremely close with our Lord, but because she didn't feel called to marriage at the time, and a good friend of hers had just entered the monastery. So she decided to join her. Well, when she entered, the monastery was actually in a spiritually bad state. When you think of nuns, you might think of movies like The Bells of St. Mary's. Well, we think of women who give their lives radically to God, right? Well, in this monastery, some nuns had suites of rooms and servants and pets. Now, this stood out to Teresa, but she chose to ignore it. Eventually, she succumbed to the worldliness herself, spending vast amounts of time entertaining visitors and friends in the parlor of the monastery, giving herself over to various compromises with vanity. She continued to let her surroundings affect her faith. It wasn't until she was 39 that God reawakened her from her lukewarm life, in which she revivified her desire for holiness that she had had when she was young. That's 19 years into living at the monastery. She once again encountered the love she had had for Christ when she was a child. This conversion opened her eyes to the areas of the church that needed conversion as well. She witnessed and experienced what can happen to people, even in places where people profess total dedication to God. She became aware of how much church institutions, right, beginning with the Carmelite convents, needed profound reform. And despite great personal suffering, she'd spend the rest of her life trying to be an instrument to bring her fellow Carmelites, and through them, the church, back to her first love, Jesus Christ. You see, the church is always in need of reform and of holy reformers, who are instruments of God to bring us back to what Jesus and Bethany called the quote-unquote better part and the one thing necessary.